Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
You've been keeping up, Brownie, with this whole Bieber story at the moment.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest stories at the moment right now. He's broken it off with his two-year relationship with Selena Gomez. Now, you look at these couple and you think, okay, they're young love, they're going to be together forever, and then something comes in between the pair.
You know what that is.
And that something was a Victoria's Secret model by the name of Barbara Pelvin.
But no, so Bieber, what did Bieber do? He went and performed at the Victoria's Secret...
They had a fashion show recently. That's right. And that's backstage and met one of the models, which was Barbara, of course. They had a bit of a photo. Now, allegedly, there was a little bit of flirting happening between the pair. A little bit of harmless flirting, you could say. Mm. One thing led to another, and the next day, the next night, the pair actually caught up and went to go check out The Lion King.
You know, I'm terrible at flirting.
Really?
So bad.
Try it out now. A little bit of flirting right now.
Because usually what happens is, like, you know, I'll chat to someone and then I'll go, oh, that's a beautiful dress. My mum has the same one.
Oh, you're making comments like that.
And then, you know.
Yeah, of course. Because when you normally think about it, your parents are a little bit older and they don't want to be thinking about wearing something that an older person would wear. They want to wear what they want to wear and makes them feel comfortable.
Oh, that's nice. My mum says I have a nice smile too. Want to go get a sundae? Mum and I will go get sundae.
Oh, see, just leave your mum out of it, okay? And everything's fine. Look, here's the thing. I think there is, you know, there is such a thing as harmless flirting. I believe that you can go out, have a bit of a flirt, have a bit of a conversation with a girl or a guy, and it leads to nothing.
13, 12, 16 is a number. Stacey joins us. Stace, what do you reckon? Harmless flirting, does it exist?
I think this is really funny because when I first met my partner, I was a pretty light flirter, and he actually was, you know, throwing questions at me as to why I was flirting with certain people. And the main question was, why are you flirting with girls? They're your friends.
I don't get why he's questioning the whole thing. I would just be sitting back going, this is amazing. This is awesome. Can you do it some more?
I know.
That's just baffling to me.
Thanks, Stace. Would you ask questions about that? That's fine.
Very interesting. All right. So I think at the end of that, everyone just goes, yeah, it's a bit of harmless fun.
It's fine as long as you don't take it any further than just that little bit of flirting you've got yourself involved in.
I'm hopeless with it. Like, I never understand if someone's flirting with me. I never pick up on the cues.
Really? You don't? So if you've never had someone come up to you and go, my, you have beautiful eyes.
Yeah,
that's a nice shirt you've got on today.
But then I'm like, why are you touching my shoulder? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because then they flutter the eyelashes. They flutter the eyebrows. It's not so much eyebrows, because that'll be a little bit awkward. It's like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, and then she fluttered her eyebrow at me and I knew it was on. We want to take a look at thieves because there's this new report saying that they found a unique way of targeting some shops.
That's right. Startling report says that more than 1,000 customers have stolen items using those self-serve checkouts you get from the grocery stores.
So this means your Woolies and Coles
and stuff like that. Now, what they've been doing is they've been scanning expensive personal items through the registers and putting them up as like onions and carrots and stuff like that. So you know how you can't exactly scan a banana or a carrot or something like that.
Because you've got to weigh
you put it down on the weight thing, and then you press the button, you click on your onions, it weighs it all up, and then you chuck it in the bag. And that's what they're doing.
So they're taking things like personal products like deodorant, shampoo,
along the lines of that.
Weighing it like carrots and onions, putting that into the system, and then basically getting it at a reduced price.
That's right. Reading the story as well, it was weird that actually one customer scanned through about 18 bags of carrots in one transaction.
Yeah.
Little bit suspicious. Yeah. And it seems like this is the way that the shops are starting to catch on. Like, Woolies have installed locking systems and light systems to alert the staff of some suspicious behaviour. Do you ever pinch a grape at all?
No.
Have a try of a grape? You don't do that?
I don't. I do not eat, like, while I'm walking around the shopping centre.
I'm a little guilty, though, for doing that. But the thing is, I'll try a grape or two, and then I'll buy a bag if they taste good. That's my theory behind it.
But still, you haven't paid for those few that you've eaten.
But still, I'm buying the bag which I'm taking them from anyway, so it does count, doesn't it? It's just having a try before you buy philosophy, so to say.
Yeah. It's a grey area, and
it is a little bit, and I think I've got myself in trouble.
Pinching grapes is a gateway crime. Ultimately, it leads to murder.
I'm not going to murder anything.
You know, stealing at the self-serve checkout, putting things through as carrots or onions.
And it's not exactly what they're putting in.
Yeah, would you stop them? Would you go and dob on them? Tell, you know, excuse me, staff, can you come over here?
Something's going wrong. Would you stop a thief in action?
It's great, like at places. I'm glad they don't have it like at Aldi, because you could put through a whole bicycle
that's right.
As a bag of carrots. I'm looking forward to the end of the week.
Really? Why would that be?
You know why this is. At the end of the week,
Halo came out last week. I do believe Call of Duty is coming out this week.
That's tonight. Tonight. That comes out. My birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You say it like you haven't bought me anything and you've forgotten.
I say it like I kind of completely forgot, actually, in a way. Facebook, look, here's the thing. Facebook normally reminds me about this stuff a week out, but it hasn't exactly jumped on the reminder bandwagon yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm legitimately freaking out. What day was it again? The 16th, is that right? 16th, this Friday?
You should know my birthday.
I should know your birthday.
When is it?
November 16.
You're dead to
November 15. It's either the 15th or the 16th.
I don't know you anymore.
Which one is it?
It's the 18th.
The 18th.
It's not
it's on Sunday. I knew it was like one of those rounded numbers.
Oh my goodness.
Close enough. The 18th. Well done. Okay.
You don't know me anymore, man. You just don't know me anymore.
You know what? I'm surprised that I actually forgot that because I know so much about you, and that's like the one thing you got to know about someone's life. It's when their birthday is. Mm. I know how old you're turning, though.
You do know.
Yeah.
How old's that?
The big dirty 30.
The dirty 30.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty good, actually. Not half bad.
So this 30, this Sunday, I mean, 30, how do you feel?
Well, dementia's set in for one of us, but
I just had one of those moments where nothing was coming out right. Are you excited, though, to turn 30?
I'm very excited.
You're very pumped. Now, there's lots of people out there who are using this new saying, or it's been around for a little while, actually. 30 is the new 20.
Yes, 30.
Are we sure that you're the one who's turning 30?
I'm not sure. You need a moment now. That's what we're asking. Is 30 the new 20? Because so many people are going, you know what? Don't worry about it. 30's the new 20. You'll be fine.
That's right. You don't need to grow up. You can still enjoy your life, have a bit of fun, and then worry about growing up somewhere later on down the track.
I tell you what, Tracy's joining us this morning. Tracy, 30, is it the new 20?
Yes, it is.
Oh, excellent. And why is that?
I still act like I'm a teenager.
Oh, you still do? And I understand you've got your birthday coming up soon too, don't you?
Yep, Wednesday I'll be 37.
Oh, well done. Congratulations. Now, do you still go out every weekend party with all your girlfriends?
No, but I had a party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had an elephant birthday cake.
Oh,
as a big child.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, can you think back to turning 30? Was this a tough time for you, or were you okay with it?
I was okay, because I still like a child.
Yeah.
You still act like... So
I still act like a child.
As long as you're still acting like a child, then it's okay. You won't exactly need to grow up anytime soon.
And it's nice to see nothing much has changed.
Nah, not at all.
All right. Well, congrats on the birthday, Tracy, and good luck with it.
Yes, on Wednesday. Well done. There you go. Getting a little bit older, but still acting like you're young.
See, there's the thing. You know, because you know what I'm doing today?
What's that?
I'm picking up, you know, 12 o'clock midnight tonight, picking up Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was doing as a kid in my room playing computer games.
And you did that last week as well when Halo 4 came out.
I did do that last week.
You're going to do that for the rest of your life? Just sit at home, play video games?
You know what? You are the only social interaction I really have during the week.
Are you kidding?
Outside of my family. Yeah.
Should we go have like a lunch date or something like that?
Oh.
You know, get you out in the community again?
Only if we can share a drink with bendy straws.
Oh, like the strawberry thick shake and stuff like that?
Yeah. Let's get a Shirley Temple.
Let's rock it.
Cut loose. thanks, Nan. Now,
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.